That isn't going to be a centre of academic excellence. That is all about academic arrogance, greed, and exploitation. And I want to send a message out again, loud and clear, to Oxford University. That we are not going to allow vivisection to continue. We are not going to allow that place to be a centre for torture of animals, where there will be brutalised, maimed and killed. Are we?
No!
We are going to fight on the streets of Oxford until there is no animal abuse in this city. Aren't we?
Yes!
There's a very good banner here today. It's just at the front there. And it says, it is for those with a voice to speak to those who have not got a voice. And that's what we have to do. The animals in the laboratories here and elsewhere can't speak out for themselves, so we have to do it for them. They can't fight for themselves, so we have to do it for them. Animals are property. Their lives belong to them and no one else. And we have got to make sure that everybody knows this. In that laboratory, the researcher who used the abused Felix will no doubt be working. He was responsible for inhaling some of his skull's life drops, electrodes forced into his brain, and then had him disposed of like a working piece of rubbish. And of course we now know that Felix was just the first of 10 monkeys due to suffer the same fate. And that vivisector has the nerve to say that animals in Oxford University Laboratory do not feel pain. Working in there. No doubt the vivisector was investigated by Tennessee Police for cruelty to a monkey. No doubt he'll be working in there too. The same vivisector who used and abused George, who blinded him and laughed as he told his students about how he took him for a walk in the park. He'll be working in there too. And then there's another vivisector. Recently made a professor of neuroscience here, but he has involved with the office for a long, long time. In the 1980s, he was responsible for sewing up the eyes of kittens. He also defended experiments which involved the fetuses of monkeys being removed from their mother, them having their eyes removed and then being re-implanted. That's the sort of person that's going to be working in that place down there. Yeah. And they call us terrorists. And they call us extremists. Yeah. I think we know who the terrorists and extremists are.
Yeah.
We're going to go back again, but I would just like to share from you today. And it's a quote from William Wilberforce, who, 200 years ago, was the first born to help us get into the stage show. And I think maybe sometimes when we despair about the apathy and the hostility that we're faced with, maybe we need to think about the fact that just over 200 years ago, human beings were still treated as property. And maybe we need to remember that and think that that's what we should be fighting for. William Wilberforce said, "It to be feelingly alive to the sufferings of my fellow creatures is to be a fanatic. Then I am one of the most incredible fanatics ever committed to be at large." And I say amen to that. Yeah.